Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q1 results of Cherry REBA conference call. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Claudia Kellert, who will start this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning. Despite the cold weather, a very warm welcome from our side to our today's conference call regarding our Q1 figures. On the part of Cherry REBA, our CFO, Jörg Stüber, and the IR team will attend the call. Mr. Stüber will start with a short overview about the business development and the financials of the first 3 months before we start with the Q&A session. Once more, you will find the presentation under the web link we sent to you with the invitation to this call. Now I hand over to Mr. Jörg Stüber.
Thank you, Claudia, and good morning from my side as well and everyone. Thank you for joining us today in this conference call on the first quarter of the financial year 2017-18. Please allow me to highlight some major aspects and major trends that characterize the overall picture of the development of the Cherry REBA KPIs before we go in the details of the financials of the first 3 months. The first quarter of the fiscal year 2017-18 was characterized by a significant reduction in personnel and operating expenses resulting from the Fit for Growth program and by declining sales in the Cherry REBA core segment. By contrast, Hallhuber delivered a gratifying performance and improved both sales and EBIT as compared to the first quarter of the previous year. The market environment in Germany, which is our most important core market, remained difficult and volatile in the first quarter of our current fiscal year, having declined by approximately 3% in the first 3 months of the previous year. Revenues in the German textile retail sector stayed almost unchanged in Q1 2017-18. Influenced by the scheduled store closures in the context of Fit for Growth, shifts in the delivery of merchandise to our wholesale partners and a decreasing sales trend in the Cherry REBA core retail segment in Germany, group sales declined by 9.3% to €189.8 million in Q1 2017-18. The pleasant increase in Hallhuber's revenues from €50 million to €58.9 million was offset by a drop in the Cherry REBA core segment's revenues, which means revenues generated by the brands Cherry REBA, Typhoon, Samoon. In sum, core revenues fell from €159.2 million to €130.8 million. In the first quarter of the previous year, sales of the Cherry REBA core wholesale segment were influenced by a shift in deliveries from the second to the first quarter. This resulted in an above-average increase in revenues in Q1 of the previous year and, consequently, to lower revenues in Q2 2016-17. The current fiscal year, 2017-18, saw us return to the usual delivery cycles, which means that the prior year quarter is not suited to for comparison. Due to the reduction in deliveries and thus lower invoicing, sales of the Cherry REBA core wholesale segment declined from €59.5 million in Q1 of the previous year to €50.2 million in the first 3 months of the current fiscal year. The Cherry REBA core retail segment declined from €99.7 million to €80.6 million in the first quarter of 2017-18. The slump in revenues was due to the store closures in the context of the Fit for Growth realignment program and to the 8.8% drop in like-for-like revenues compared to the prior year quarter. With 75 stores closed in 2015-16, another 68 stores were closed in the previous year. In addition, the change in the merchandise management system influenced the core retail segment like-for-like revenues. This change in merchandise management is necessary to respond to consumers' changed shopping behavior and to be able to offer products which are always matched to the prevailing season, the ready-to-wear approach. The aim is to supply merchandise even more effectively to the individual points of sales in order to increase the gross profit even further. Aluba's revenues showed a very positive trend based on a quarterly comparison and increased by 17.8% to 58.9 million euro. This revenue growth, based on the store expansion as well as to the 5.5% rise in like-for-like revenues. Aluba's like-for-like revenues thus showed a better trend than the German fashion retail sector as a whole, whose like-for-like revenues remained almost unchanged. The online business remains an important field of activity for both Jerry Weber and Aluba. Sales generated by the online shops of Jerry Weber, Typhoon and Samoon increased from 6.8 million euro in Q1 of the previous year to 7.4 million euro, a plus of 8.8%. Aluba's online operations grew dynamically and almost doubled from 4.2 million euro to 8 million euros. The group's gross margin declined slightly from 62.4% to 61.5%. In absolute figures, gross profit dropped from 130.6 million euro to 116.5 million euro in the first 3 months of the current fiscal year. As a result of the measures implemented as part of the Fit for Growth program, personal expenses and other operating expenses declined notably compared to the first quarter of the previous year. At 9.3 million euro, Aluba's personal expenses remained almost unchanged on a quarterly basis. This already reflects the first effects of the migration of Aluba's logistic processes to the J. Weber Logistics Center in Halle, Westphalia. Personal expenses of the J. Weber core segment declined by 4.5% to 36.8 million euro in the first quarter of 2017-18. The group's total personal expenses amounted to 46.1 million euro. With 55 new Aluba stores opened in the past fiscal year 2016-17, Aluba's other operating expenses increased from 18.9 million euro to 20.8 million euro. By contrast, other operating expenses of the Jerry Weber core segment declined by 12.1% to 45.2 million euros. Consequently, the group's total other operating expenses declined by a strong 6.1% to 66 million euros. At 11.3 million euros, depreciation amortization of the Jerry Weber group remained almost unchanged compared to the first quarter of the previous year. As a result of the explained drop in revenues of the Jerry Weber core retail segment and the shift in deliveries to the wholesale partners back to the second quarter, the group's EBITDA came in at 7.8 million euro. Aluba contributed 6.5 million euro to the group's EBITDA, up by an impressive 40.5% based on a quarterly comparison. In spite of the reduction in the core segment's personal and operating expenses, EBIT of the Jerry Weber core segment was negative at minus 6.7 million euros. Aluba improved its EBIT from 1.2 million to 3.2 million euros on a quarterly basis. Consequently, the group's EBIT for the first quarter of 2017-18 was negative at minus 3.5 million euro. After deduction of the financial result and income taxes, including the deferred taxes, the Jerry Weber Group posted a net loss for the period of minus 2 million euro. After sales of 880.9 million euros in 2016-17, the aim for the fiscal year 2017-18 is to keep the group's revenue stable at between 870 million and 890 million euro. The anticipated moderate drop in revenues of the Jerry Weber brand will be offset by the planned increase in revenues of Typhoon, Samoon and Aluba. The sales of Aluba will continue to grow in the fiscal year 2017-18 due to the expansion of the brand and to the expected positive trend in like-for-like revenues. The implementation of the planned forward-looking measures in the areas of product development, procurement and product range design will result in further extraordinary effects in 2017-18, which will have an adverse impact on the Jerry Weber Group's EBIT. The aim of the measures to be developed is to improve the gross profit margin, especially of the Jerry Weber brand, and to increase the productivity at the points of sale. We expect Aluba's EBIT to improve notably and to make a positive contribution to the consolidated EBIT in the fiscal year 2017-18. In view of the above developments and the extraordinary charges resulting from the measures to be developed, we project consolidated EBIT of between 10 and 20 million euros. So thanks for your attention.
Yes, thank you. Now we will start with the Q&A session. The moderator of the call will give you some technical instructions how to use your phone to ask questions.
Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Mark Josephson, Equinet Bank. Your line is now open.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. First of all, with respect to wholesale, I hear that it's coming back onto track, but can you give us an idea of the sales swing from Q2 to Q1 that impacted on the Q1 sales number? And then with respect to the core retail, of course, there's a lot of things behind that decline there with the store closures, loss of like-for-likes, and this supply issues. I wonder if you can give us some rough feel for how much of the sales is down because of stores have been closed, how much of the sales are down because of supply issues or the market at large, or are there any other aspects there? And I have one final question that's with respect to the likely extent of the exceptional costs that will be charged in the current year with the changes to procurement, etc.
Okay.
So to your first question, the shift in wholesale delivery. As you might remember, we have this shift last year from Q2 to Q1, and that was amounted approximately to 6 to 7 million euros sales in the wholesale business. And I would say in this year it's just the other way around, even in a similar amount. Actually, this amounted to 7 to 8 million euros that are now delivered in Q2 2018. So compared by this, I would say wholesale is at a flat, more or less at the same level as last year. The next question to the extent of extraordinary costs following our upcoming measures. We still do not really know exact numbers, but what we included in our guidance and what we have in our mind and in our budget is an amount in the area of between 8 or 10 million euros, so comparable to the extraordinary items in our last fiscal year.
Okay, it's a good feel. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There's a follow-up of Mark Josephson. Your line is now open.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. With respect to Gary Weber core retail, the 19% sales decline there, there's a lot of issues behind that, of course, one of which is the store closure program. There has been some supply issues, and the market's not been supportive as well. And I just wondered, can you quantify, in the shops that have been closed, both the current year and last year, what was the lost sales from those closed stores, and how much is because of the supply issues that you spoke about?
So with regard to the closures of the stores, this would approximately have an impact of 5 or 6 million euros.
Okay.
So the rest is therefore like for like.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions at the moment. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now.
Fantastic. No more questions. Thanks, everybody, for your attendance. And in case, if you have further questions, do not hesitate to contact the investor relations team. Thank you, and have a nice day. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.